This is Dr. Schneider dictating a pre-imposed bronchodilators for Roundtree on Stephen Hawthorne. This goes to Dr. Schmitz. On 2/21/23, Mr. Hawthorne performed pre-imposed bronchodilators for Roundtree period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was mildly impaired, and there's a severe degree of airways obstruction period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. Compared to a prior study dated 10/13/22, there's been no change period in epigraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Valerie Thompson. This goes to Dr. Portis. On 2/21/23, Mrs. Thompson performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired and there's a minimal impairment in flow rates period. There was complete reversibility after bronchodilators, period, epigraph impression, minimal reversible airways obstruction consistent with asthma, period. Next, six-minute walk test on Donald Smith. This goes to Dr. Patrick Ellis. On 2/21/23, Mr. Smith performed a six-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, her room air saturation was 97%, period. After walking 370 meters in 6 minutes, his saturation was 92%. Period. He did complain of hip pain during the last few minutes of his test. Period. Epigraph impression. Mild exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Maybrit Wall. This on 2/21/23, Mrs. Wall performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was no airways obstruction or bronchial reactivity period. Epigraph impression, normal study. And when compared to a prior study dated 4/5/22, there's been no change period. Thank you.